Tom, fantastic to see you at the traditional gathering at the camp here in Armidale as part of the National Rugby Camps, but you're part of the Far North Coast and Mid-North Coast experience. Always good to start the rugby season, isn't it?
Yeah, mate, it's great. It's a great way to start the season here at the camp. This is the Schmood's 18th camp consecutively and fast approaching number 20, so it's great to see such a tradition carrying on, and excellent to have a couple of my boys down here. We've noticed a few faces from Lennox, Lismore, Wallingbar, Coffs Harbour, bloke hanging around from Hastings Valley Vikings down in Port, and even as far as Dorigo. So it's great to see a few kids from the coast involved. Yeah, great way to start the season.
Of course, now you've got a bit of an asset there with Jeff Watt making the move from Scone to Lennox Head this year. Of course, he's one of the country junior coaches, which is great for coastal rugby, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm lucky enough to have known Jeff for a little while now. He and Dad were pretty good mates as they were in their sort of mid-20s. So Jeff's a great mate of mine. He'll be a great support to us up there on the far north coast there at Lennox. And yeah, as you say, he's the coach of the country under-15s. It's great. And we're lucky as well. We've got a couple of guys. We've got a new bloke coming to Port Macquarie who's had quite a bit of Sydney rugby experience. He's going to maybe come on board and give us a bit of a hand, along with Paddy Bowen down there. Paddy's another great resource, and I've actually got another bloke called Curtis Bradford who's coming over to Byron from Wales via Asia. He's been doing a bit of coaching over there, so really lucky to have a few really good resources moving to the area to add to our good stocks already. So great, we'll have hopefully have a much bigger presence in 2018.
Of course, we've got the start of the season with Girls Sevens as well. Tell us a little bit about that. And yeah, that space is just going to get bigger and bigger for rugby, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've been lucky enough to have under-15s and under-17s last year on the far north coast on the Friday nights, and we're looking to expand that out into an under-13 competition as well as having the NCAS come on board, the North Coast Academy of Sport, running a Girls Sevens development program headed up by Willie Cottrell, who's also here at the rugby camp. He's one of our community guys here. He's done an excellent job working with NCAS, getting an opportunity to really round out that Sevens calendar on the far north coast. And on the mid-north coast, we're looking to start up a bit some under-15s and hopefully under-17s competition to try and mimic what's happened up on the far north coast, and then open up opportunities with NCAS into 2019. So yeah, very growth area. And then obviously the Mid-North Coast Women's Comp was really strong in its first year last year, and adding Lower Mid-North Coast Women's Rugby next year to those clubs down on the Lower Mid-North Coast, which is great. They traditionally have only had one team, so it'll be great to bring a few of the women into the clubs down there, and we're really looking forward to what it's going to do for rugby.
Also last year we had the Classic Wallabies in Lismore. That must have been fantastic for the game. Great bounce for the sport.
Yeah, that's right. We had the Classic Wallabies play the Barbarians up there. We ended up, the Classic Wallabies came along and helped us run a Macquarie Bank clinic, which was excellent. A lot of kids come out on a weeknight. Unfortunately, the weather turned a bit south, but it was great to see so many kids out there coming out and meeting a few of the Classics. And then obviously the game with the Barbars as well, it was a great spectacle. A lot of people were predicting a bit of a blowout. The Classic stuck it right to them, and it was a great entertaining match. So, and not only that, we also ended up getting Chris Malone and Daryl Gibson to come up to the Far North Coast Grand Finals. So it's been a great year for the Far North Coast. Now we're just going to try and replicate that sort of stuff down on the Mid-North Coast.
Finally, of course, how have you enjoyed the move from Inverell to the coast? And what are your details to be able to get hold of your man, by email and also phone number?
Yeah, it's been great. A bit of a change. I've quite enjoyed it. Obviously, stepping well out of my comfort zone, not really knowing many guys over on the coast, but it's been great that those that I sort of have met have been really supportive and are really keen to grow the game over there. And obviously, stepping into a full-time role with New South Wales Rugby has been hugely rewarding. So, yeah, very appreciative of the opportunity I've been given, and looking forward to working harder again in 2018 trying to grow the game. And anyone who wants to get in contact with me, you can email me at tdavidson@nswrugby.com.au, or can catch me on my mobile on 0499 757 917.
Beautiful. Thanks for your time, Tom. We wish you all the best as you help develop the game on the coast.